This is Jay Sekulow from Washington, D.C. The issues involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Let me give you an update on exactly what's happened. We've just filed with the Supreme Court of the United States a brief involving a case, and this is the name of the organization, folks. It's called the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the case involves a challenge on the president's faith-based initiative. Now, the faith-based initiative, understand this, was the kind of organization, and is the kind of organization, that gives out aid, government money, to go to churches, religious institutions, who then provide services to those in need. Specifically, we could talk about the situation with the Katrina, horrible situation there with Hurricane Katrina a year and a half ago. In that situation, it was the faith-based initiative that gave money out to these various churches and religious organizations. Believe it or not, and you need to believe it because this is what happened, groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Americans United for Separation of Church and State and other groups, are not the only ones, objected to this relief aid being given. In fact, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has objected to the entire Faith-Based Initiative office. They completely want it eliminated. Jordan, you've done some research on this, folks. You're not going to. You need to hear what this group is all about and what they're doing.
Well, it's interesting. I think the easiest way to do that, and I encourage folks just to see how outrageous this group is and how blatantly outrageous they are. When you look at their name, Freedom From Religion Foundation, what you honestly need to think about that name, it shouldn't be Freedom From Religion Foundation, folks. It should be Freedom From Christianity. They don't like Christians. You don't see anywhere on their website an attack on other religions. It's all targeted at evangelical Christians. They sell in their store, in their online store, and I'm looking at it right now on my computer screen, a Bible warning label, not a Quran warning label, a Bible warning label that says, warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life. It has a skull and crossbones on it, and they encourage people to put this on Bibles when they see them at hotel rooms and places like that. You can buy that for yourself. They have a bumper sticker, nothing fails like prayer. They have another bumper sticker, the Bible, a grim fairy tale. Now, I've said this before. Could you imagine if this group, Dad, made a bumper sticker that said the Quran, a grim fairy tale? Could you imagine the outrage from the Islamic community, from people around the country? But Christians have accepted this. They haven't stood up to fight against groups like this. And when you do have a fight against a group like this who says they want to get rid of the faith-based initiative, you got to get to the heart of the issue and say, look at this group. This is a group that thinks the Bible's a grim fairy tale, praying is fake, that when they put out Bible warning stickers, you've got to understand who we're fighting against.
You know, Stuart, this group is more extreme even than the ACLU. And they're at the Supreme Court of the United States. Of course, the ACLJ, we're there meeting them as well. But this is right now at the Supreme Court of the United States, literally as we speak.
Well, you know, Jay, it's unfortunate that they think the way they do, but they're trying to push their beliefs on everybody else.
That's
they're
exactly
trying to
right.
basically push religion out of the public sphere. They're trying to push all this money that's going to faith-based organizations who are in the best position to
administer the
render
aid.
These social
right.
services. They're trying to rip that money from the hands of churches and other religious organizations who are doing an effective job.
Let me tell you what we're going to do here, folks. You got these groups. We're at the Supreme Court of the United States right now with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're literally just filed our briefs at the Supreme Court. We're putting together a committee that you need to join. This is a committee to say no to groups like the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Planned Parenthood, and others. In other words, anytime these organizations file a lawsuit, we can file briefs on behalf of this committee, and you can join this committee absolutely free. We want tens of thousands of members of our committee to say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, to say no to the ACLU. Just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. Very important we hear from you. 877-989-2255 to say no to the ACLU, say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. But you call that number right now, 877-989-2255 to say no to these groups. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Talking about freedom.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you what we're talking about. I want to reset the stage here. We've just filed a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States against, I kid you not, an organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, you have to take these cases seriously, folks, because it's at the Supreme Court of the United States. They have granted review. Now, we expect that the American Civil Liberties Union, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and all these other groups will be filing briefs against our position. Obviously, we're filing briefs backing up the legal position that these lawsuits against the Faith-Based Initiative Office, against the posting of the Ten Commandments, against the challenge at Mount Soledad, all of these are based on what's called taxpayer standing. That's a legal term of art. But let me tell you the problem is, that means anybody that doesn't like anything religious in American public life has a right to challenge that particular incident, whatever it might be. Could be a Ten Commandments monument, could be a simple nativity scene in a town square, the Mount Soledad cross that we know about in California. These are the kind of cases that these organizations file. Now, they're very aggressive, especially this Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they're very aggressive in the tactics they take. Now, what we've done, and this is a great way to combat what they're doing, we have formed a committee that is saying no. Simply saying no to these groups. And what that means is anytime they file a lawsuit, we can file briefs on that committee's behalf, and you can be part of our committee. We want tens of thousands of you involved in this committee to say no to the ACLU, say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You need to get involved. 877-989-2255. The number will be up on the screen for our television audience as well. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up on ACLJ.org. But I encourage you, go right to your phones now. We want to say no to these groups. And Jordan just gave you a sample of what's in this Freedom From Religion Foundation group's website. That was just a sample. And having a warning on a Bible, they want a warning Bible sticker. And Jordan said's absolutely right. Could you imagine if they said, let's put a warning sticker on the Quran? There would be an outrage in this country that would be deafening. But no one's going to do that outrage unless you speak out on behalf of the Bible as we know it. And that's what we're doing here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We need your help. We've got a lot of calls coming, and let's go right to the phones.
Susan's calling from Colorado on line 3. Susan, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Susan.
I just have a question.
Sure.
How does the ACLU get involved? Does someone have to call and complain?
Well, that's a very, very good question. And let me tell you, they have lawyers everywhere in the United States. I mean, literally, all 50 states and in most counties, there's ACLU lawyers, there's Freedom From Religion Foundation lawyers around as well, and they all work very closely together. And what will happen is someone will file a complaint simply picking up the phone call and saying, I saw something when I was driving through a particular town. I mean, folks, understand this. Some of these Ten Commandment lawsuits have been involved when someone's driven through a town, not the town they live in, may not even be the state they live in, and they saw it. And they didn't like it. They knew it was there, and they, quote, file a lawsuit as an offended observer. And then the ACLU deploys lawyers. We are meeting that challenge. We're meeting it aggressively right now in court. And the way to do that is, again, by joining our committee. The number's on your screen on that. And you could really say no to these groups and stop this, but you got to meet them in court. Part of what we do, Stuart, is you have to go case by case, and we're doing that right now, just filing a brief literally in the Supreme Court of the United States just a few days ago.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they are so aggressive. Not only do they get complaints from local citizens who are looking for a fight, but the ACLU, so many of their chapters we know are so aggressive. They are scouring the papers. They're driving by schools. They're waiting for any public acknowledgement of God so they can file a lawsuit in federal or state courts.
Yeah, and they're aggressive about this. And, Jordan, we've seen this in our government affairs. They're aggressive in the legislative affairs arena, too. It's not just the courts, in the halls of legislature as well.
No, much like us, they both also have a legal aspect as well as a government affairs aspect and a very strong presence here in Washington, D.C. And when these groups unite, and they typically do,
yeah, they do.
People for the American Way, the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. When you look at a lot of those groups' leadership, where's their springing ground? It's always been the ACLU. Most of them come from the ACLU that lead these other groups that we talk about here on the program. They unite around causes. They fight. They lobby issues. When you're talking about groups like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, People for the American Way, Americans United, all coming together, and with groups like NARAL and others coming together, you're talking about more than $1 billion a year of organizations uniting around causes in Washington, D.C., and they unite, and they go knock on those senators' doors, and they basically force those senators to vote their way or threaten to run ads. Remember, the ACLU was running political ads in this past election in very key battleground elections, saying this person's too conservative, even about some that were liberal Democrats. So, again, they threaten, they get into Washington, and they've got their agenda, and they've done a good job of getting it through.
And here's what we're doing. By forming this committee to say no to the ACLU and the Freedom From Religion Foundation and all these other groups, you are joining with us to literally have your voice heard in the courts. Every brief we file, the committee can be part of it. Every time we go to the halls of Congress and send our government affairs staff to the halls of Congress, this committee can be part of it. So, folks, this is very, very important. We want you to say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They want to put a warning sticker on the Bible. This is what they're trying to do. This is their agenda. And they're at the Supreme Court of the United States right now. So if you want to say no to these groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU, you simply call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's the call to action, or ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phones. Lisa is calling from Florida on line 4. Lisa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Yesterday, my son came home from school, and he said, Mom, is it legal or illegal for me to take my Bible to school and read it during a class when it's your choice to read any book that you want to? Well, one of the teachers told his girlfriend, well, it will count this time, but don't bring it again.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect. Number one, the Bible can't be treated as a banned book. There's actually a Department of Education guideline on this very point. I mean, there's a specific Department of Education guideline on religious liberty in the schools that say students do not surrender their rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. And the Bible cannot be treated as a banned book. It should be in the library. It should be available for students to voluntarily read it during their open reading times or their study halls if they're in high school. And let me take it a step further. We had a case at the Supreme Court of the United States about 2.5 years ago. It involved student expression in the political context. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of these students, and they cited those school cases to protect the right for political participation. It certainly applies to the public schools in the context of religious participation or reading the Bible. The Bible is simply not a banned book. But these organizations, like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we'll check this out, and the ACLU, they wish there was no place for these organizations to exist. They didn't even like the idea of voluntary Bible clubs meeting in the schools. They still think that's unconstitutional.
A situation like this brings to mind the fact that the ACLU for so many years was filing lawsuits against school districts all over the country, federal suits, making a big deal about religious expression, private religious expression in the public schools, and they've scared these public schools. And this reaction by the school administrator, I bet you could be traced back to probably a case that they became aware of where the ACLU sued a school district and recovered a huge sum of money.
Yeah, lots of times these lawsuits do involve money, and these school districts get scared, but folks, and they'll get scared and they'll capitulate. But they don't need to capitulate. Number one, there's groups like the American Center for Law and Justice. We've got lawyers throughout the United States as well. And also, understand it's a bullying tactic. That's really what they're going to. You just go to their websites and look at what these groups are saying, and it tells you the nature of the bullying tactic.
It does. I mean, when you go to their website, you look at the fact that this group actually sells a Bible warning label. They sell this on their website in their shop that says warning, and I know I've read this once before on the program. I think we got to read it again. Warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life, and it has a skull and crossbones on it. And they sell that bumper sticker on their website. They sell another bumper sticker, the Bible, a grim fairy tale. And I've said it before on this program, Dad, and I think it's so important. Could you imagine, we've talked about it, the Quran, a grim fairy tale, selling that on their website. But they don't do that. They don't talk about Buddhist books or Hindu books or anything else, but the Christian faith, the Judeo-Christian faith, that's what they target. That's what they don't like. They don't want freedom from religion.
Right.
They don't want freedom from Buddhism or Hinduism or all of these other religions. They want freedom from Christianity. They can't stand it. That's why the front of their website right now has the picture of the White House on it saying, get the faith-based office out. This is the group that we're dealing with here, folks, and you've got to understand when these lawsuits are filed what underlines these groups' missions.
You know, let's talk about this lawsuit with the White House. Realize what they're doing. They're saying that the White House, they're fine with taxpayer dollars, your dollars and my dollars, going to Planned Parenthood. We've talked on that on previous programs. They have no objection whatsoever to my tax dollars, your tax dollars, going to Planned Parenthood. No problem. What they object to is my tax dollars and your tax dollars going to a relief organization that's faith-based to give those monies to those people that are in need. That is what they object to. That's what they think is unconstitutional. That's what they think literally is a constitutional crisis. That's what we're dealing with. Let's try to get one more call in before the break.
Jeff's calling from California on line 9. Jeff, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the broadcast.
When a city or anybody at school has to defend themselves against the ACLU, if they carry the day, are they entitled to reimbursement and maybe even some frivolous suit damages?
You know, that's the problem. No, it's not equal. And the problem is these schools will get sued and will win. We're representing a school district right now against an ACLU lawsuit in Tennessee. If we win that lawsuit, now we're not charging for our services, but the school district doesn't get to recoup any kind of costs or anything from the ACLU. But the ACLU lawyers, if they win, they get the attorney fee awards. So that's the dual nature of this. That's the dichotomy in this.
Well, absolutely, Jay. And really, before the American Center came along and started fighting the ACLU, on all fronts all over the country, the ACLU would start writing letters to school districts and administrators all over, and the schools would fold. They'd fold on religious freedom rights.
And the good news is they're not doing that anymore, and a large part of the reason why they're not is because people like you are joining with us. Join our committee to say no to the ACLU, say no to the Freedom Foundation, Freedom from Religion Foundation. You could say no to these organizations and really have your voice heard. You'll be adding your name to briefs filed at the Supreme Court of the United States, adding your name to demand letters going to city officials. We could really stand up to these groups. The committee membership is absolutely free. We want you to join today. Jordan's going to tell you how to do it.
Two ways to do so. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stand up against the ACLU. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Yeah, give that number a call, though, right away. 877-989-2255, saying no to the ACLU and Freedom from Religion Foundation.
The road to success requires a good education, and no one knows that better than entrepreneur, global businessman, and publisher Steve Forbes.
The primary driver is the desire for freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of action, and ultimately the freedom to create.
When it comes to education, Regent University is without parallel. With bachelor's degrees focused on critical areas like organizational leadership and management, global business, psychology, communication, religious studies, and elementary education, you'll learn from the best and the brightest, like Steve Forbes, a guest lecturer at Regent.
What you're going through now, developing the mind, human imagination, the sense of adventure, innovation, inventiveness, that is the real source of capital in a society.
Take charge of your future right now. Discover more about Regent undergrad today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent undergrad. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Looking at the Freedom From Religion Foundation's website, they have a question and answer section where you actually, these are questions about the Bible. I'm not going to read these to you because they are really nasty in their tone. It's making a mockery out of people that take the Bible seriously and take faith seriously. But this is the nature of groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Civil Liberties Union, and others. They make a mockery out of this. And I'll tell you something, what they're trying to do, and Jordan said this earlier, Stuart said it as well, they really don't like the fact that there are people that take their faith seriously in our Judeo-Christian tradition. They don't like that, and that's exactly what they're objecting to. So, again, we've got a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's been filed, but filed on behalf of the ACLJ members around the country, saying basically that we think that they've got it wrong, that the lower courts have gotten it wrong here, and that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is wrong. They think they could file a suit just because they're driving through a town and see something that they don't like. They see a nativity scene. They see the posting of the Ten Commandments. They don't like it. They want to be able to file a suit. We think enough is enough on that. So, again, that's why we formed our special committee to really say no to these groups, say no to the ACLU, no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. When they take an action, you'll be able to take an action with us. Again, the phone number's on the screen, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 for you to call right now and join the committee. Jordan, who do we have next?
Chris is calling from Missouri on line 6. Chris, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Sure.
Recently, my 8-year-old son wanted to take his Bible to school and read it. He's in second grade. And at first, he was told he couldn't bring it. Then they said he could, but he couldn't share it with any of the other students.
You know, they get it. They fail the First Amendment. The school district needs a lesson in the First Amendment here. The Bible cannot be treated like it's asbestos in the ceiling tiles here. I mean, like it's, you know, hazardous material. The student had the right to bring the Bible, and if you wanted to share it with another student, there's no problem. And the idea that first they said you can't bring it at all shows you it's, you know, we could assume it's they just don't understand. Then you could also assume it's hostility. But a lot of this is they're so intimidated by these groups that they think even a student carrying a Bible in themselves is a violation of the Constitution, a literal constitutional crisis.
Jay, we can trace all these attacks back to the ACLU, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They inundate school districts all over the country with these blanket letters before school starts every year, and they intimidate them because for a long time they went unchallenged, and they won cases, and they got a lot of money from school districts, but now we're fighting them on every front all over this nation.
Let me tell you something, folks. I'm continuing to look at it, and Stuart, you're right. And these groups are bullying, and it's intimidating, but I'm reading this from the Freedom From Religion website. They have this Bible quiz, but this is the mockery they're making out of this, and I think Jews and Christians should be offended by this. This is question number 7. Which of these foods does the Bible expressly permit you to eat? The others are, quote, abomination, and then they list various foods. What does the Bible say about witches? Witches should be killed. Witches are people possessed by demons. Witches can be saved if they are exorcised. Witches are part of mythology or an idolatrous tribe. That's what they're saying in these question and answers. Again, it's making a mockery out of people that take their faith seriously, and we should be offended by this. But we're pointing to you on this broadcast. We're going to always give you the evidence, and that's the evidence of exactly what this group's doing. But they're at the Supreme Court of the United States right now, literally as we speak.
Well, and they work alongside groups like the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And I want to say this, Freedom From Religion Foundation goes that step further. They go to the step where the ACLU and Americans United don't like religion in the public square. Freedom From Religion Foundation really does want to get rid of religion. They hate religion. They don't want religion at all. They want everything to be eradicated from religion. If you read any of the quotes on their website, they say how much of a joke religion is, how it's a crutch for people to lean on. And they quote people like Karl Marx and all these great, what they call great scientific thinkers who thought religion was ridiculous. Folks, this is the group we're dealing with. The ACLU, Americans United, they would never put that on their website.
No, they would not. You know, they have a very – the ACLU, to their – you know, I hate to say to their credit, but I'll say to their credit, that they're at least a decent broker as far as fighting on their – they're fighting a principle. We disagree with it. We think it's absolutely incorrect. We think it's wrong. But they're not generally making a mockery or making fun of religion. They would never have a bumper sticker on the sold on their website that said, you know, warning label, don't read this, or prayer, you know, is basically foolish, which is what this Freedom From Religion Foundation. So they – this group takes it a step further. But you can say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You can say no to the ACLU simply by joining our committee, and then whenever these cases come up, you're part of our team going to court on this. It's absolutely free. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255, and always updated information available at aclj.org.
Mike's calling from Kentucky on line 10. Mike, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hey, Mike.
And my question would be, you know, the ACLU, what is their main idea? What's their concept for attacking all of our civil liberties?
Well, let me give you their view generally. I mean, on church-state separation, they take an absolutist view of church-state separation. They don't think students should have Bible studies in the schools. They don't think that students gathering around a flagpole is correct. They don't want students in Tennessee to sing Away in the Manger at Christmas. They don't like the war memorial at Mount Soledad. I mean, on and on it goes. And then they take some even more extreme positions. And we can give you a list of these folks. And these are, you know, pretty horrific. And, you know, there's a case we're working on right now in New Jersey involving the sexual predator laws. We're defending a city involved in a sexual predator case to make sure that they can keep these sexual predators away from children. The ACLU takes a very different view. Number one, they think those registry laws are all unconstitutional, and they even want, I think it was in Indiana, Jordan, where they wanted that sexual predators, convicted felons, should have access unaccompanied to parks and school areas where children are.
That's right. Around Indianapolis, in a suburb of Indianapolis, Indiana, they actually filed a lawsuit saying that this new city ordinance that said a sex offender, not that they couldn't visit a park, but they needed to be with an adult. They needed to be with some kind of supervisor. These were not people that were accused of being sex offenders.
They were convicted.
Convicted sex offenders. That means rapists, child molesters, this group, who they said, you know what, public parks are probably not a good place for these guys, or women even, to be walking around by themselves unattended. So if they want to go to a public park, they need to take someone who's not a sex offender with them. The ACLU said that was a violation of those sex offenders' rights.
Yeah, they actually said it violated their civil liberties.
Well, Jay, I mean, they're the champions of free speech, except for religious free speech. If it's bizarre free speech, pornography, hate speech, well, they're first in court. But when it comes to protecting the rights of religious speakers, they're never there.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. In this case that we're looking at right now in New Jersey is one of an example. I'm sure the ACLU will be on the other side of this. We think you got to protect children from sex offenders. It's a huge problem in this country right now. They're convicted felons. You need protection in place. And it's simple protection, but the ACLU and these other groups, that's the freedom that they want to fight for, the freedom for these individually convicted felons, sex offenders, to have access to children. They think that's fine.
Let's go back to the phones. Kathy's calling from California on line 2. Kathy, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Kathy.
I was just wondering, we get mailers all the time from the AFL-CIO. I was recently in a union, and the FOP supporting candidates telling you who to vote for. What is the difference between those supports and the church?
The difference is that the Internal Revenue Code is not fair to the church because they tell your pastor to be quiet. Or not to endorse a candidate, or not to speak out on a particular candidate's position. These other groups, which are also tax exempt, they're exempt from this. They don't have the same restrictions. We're trying to get that change, both legally and legislatively. It's an uphill battle, but something we're fighting on for here aggressively in Washington, D.C. But this is the double standard that exists. It's a double standard situation. That's all I can say. You can't justify it. The reason you're getting this other information is they, under their tax exemption, they're still allowed to do it. It's ridiculous that a church would be penalized if the free exercise of religion means anything. You would think it would be the government staying out of the affairs of the church.
You know, Jay, we do a lot of work in this area, and we guide pastors and other religious leaders on what they can and cannot do during campaign season. But unfortunately, Americans United and Americans, the American Civil Liberties Union, they send out these blanket letters, and pastors are concerned about speaking out on these issues.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do, folks, as we close this broadcast out. We need you to go to your phones right now. You need to join our committee to say no to these groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU, Americans United. Every time we file a brief, every time we send a demand letter, you're part of our committee that we're representing tens of thousands of you from all 50 states. Committee membership is absolutely free. We just need to hear from you right away. Jordan's going to give you the number. We urge you to join this committee right away.
877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Will not cost you a thing to call. And remember, folks, we have got to stand up against groups like the ACLU and Freedom From Religion Foundation.